In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Join me in prayer. On my heart imprint your image, blessed Jesus, King of grace, that life's riches, cares, and pleasures never may your work erase. Let the clear inscription be, Jesus crucified for me, is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. Amen. No one should betray the truth with silence. So said Valerius Herberger, commenting on the life and confession of Saint Polycarp. When called to deny Christ and confess Caesar as God, Polycarp confessed. He did not deny, but confessed. For 86 years I have served Christ, and he has never injured me. Therefore, how could I curse and blaspheme my King who has given me salvation? Christ never injured Polycarp, but carried him to paradise in holy martyrdom on February 23rd in the year of our Lord, 156. Polycarp died confessing the faith. He died in the confidence, the assurance of his salvation. How could I curse and blaspheme my King, confessed Polycarp. I doubt many of us here, gathered by the Holy Spirit tonight, could be accused of being silent or denying Christ before men. That's what many of us are known for. We may not be whistleblowers, but we are known as loudmouths, hardliners, those who call out everything wrong in the church, big or small. We aren't silent. Most would accuse us of talking too much. So does that mean we confess Christ? Do we not, in our actions and words, curse and blaspheme our King? Think of Polycarp. He didn't deny Christ, but was burned and stabbed to death while confessing him before men. Here, Polycarp is a saintly example for us that none of us follow. We don't suffer for the sake of the gospel. Truly, we don't really suffer for the sake of our neighbor. We don't stand before princes and kings and yield our neck in confession, but instead we type, talk, and threaten. Both our authorities and our fellow baptized. Yes, we stand with Polycarp and call Marcion a child of the devil. But do we burn with him and receive the executioner's sword? It's easy to call out heretics. It's easy to demand Becker's head or make fun of sacramental entrepreneurs. But it's impossible to confess and let death come, to watch as heretics win the day, to see sheep led astray by wannabe Joels and Joyces. Repent, brothers and sisters, for Christ says, so everyone who confesses me before men, I also will confess before my Father who is in heaven. He calls you and I to confess, to die the martyr's death, to bring forth fruit in patience. Are we willing to lose, to let Missouri burn while retaining the gospel? Or do we care more about purifying an institution? We must repent and confess Christ and his work of justifying us lost and condemned sinners. For that is what Christ calls us to do, to confess. He doesn't call us to make a difference, but to confess Him before all men. He calls us to assert, as Dr. Martin Luther of blessed and holy memory confessed to Erasmus, "Leave us free to make assertions and to find in assertions our satisfaction and delight. And you may applaud your skeptics and academics till Christ calls you too. The Holy Spirit is no skeptic, and the things He has written in our hearts are not doubts or opinions, but assertions, sure and more true and certain than sense and life itself." The baptized delight in assertions, not because it is our opinion, but because we declare the certainties of the Holy Spirit, the certainty that Christ forgives unconditionally, the certainty that Christ delivers the gifts of the cross and the means of grace, the certainty that baptism now saves you, the certainty that no matter what buffoon in Indiana may say, God created this world in 6 days out of nothing. And that assures us that our salvation is created out of our nothingness. The certainty that Christ works out our salvation, that He is the sacrifice and the sacrament that is given to us and not the other way around. The Holy Spirit is given to us as a guarantee of our salvation, as St. Paul said to the church in Corinth. This is how Polycarp could confess and die, because he was given the assurance, the certain hope that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, his King, saved him both body and soul from whatever this world threw at him. What great faith Christ gave to Polycarp that clung to the promises of Christ and confessed so boldly. Peace be with you, my confessing brothers and sisters. So easy is it to fall on our own opinions or to be either depressed or angry at the church. Outside of Christ, all we would have are our opinions and emotions. But thanks be to God, we have the story of St. Polycarp today. We have the assurance, just as he did, that no injury befell Polycarp. He, Christ our Lord, will not injure us. No, brothers and sisters, he forgives us when we are overzealous. He strengthens us when we are timid, and he assures us when we are doubtful. With that assurance, we are his, that Christ is our strength. He is our hymnody. He is our salvation. We join with that long strand of confessors. No one should betray the truth with silence. And we are not silent. Not because it is we who live, but Christ who lives within us. We shall not be silent, but speak with confidence. Confidence because our confessing doesn't save us, but rather He who is the content of our confession. Peace be with you and take courage. Christ is with you all the way. He did not forsake Polycarp. He will not forsake you. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.